Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Welcome to the Bachelor Empire, everyone out there in Radio Land. We're so glad that you're here tonight. This is our fun show of the month, our one guilty pleasure. I am your Generation X host, Von Wiehunt, in all my glory, countenance, and wisdom. And I am here to share it with you and to share it with America. So glad that the show is going strong. We're in 15 countries all over the nation. Now, of course, our Thursday show will be every Thursday. But this show, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, is the first Tuesday of every new month going forward and has been. This is our epic episode 12 tonight. I predict we will have many phone calls. We will have a lot of emails and a good lively chat session on Blog Talk Radio where you can tune in and tune out the world for a few hours. Tune out Ukraine. It's depressing. So war is hell, as we know. But on my show, you got to have a little bit of a respite, right? You need a break from watching the 24-hour news cycle. That's what this show is all about. To talk about the real state of the union, the toxic dating environment in America, with a K for effect. Is everyone busting your chops to get married? If you're a younger dude, is there everyone busting your chops to have a date on Friday or Saturday night, or to be dating somebody? How is your family situation? As they say down south, how is your family? With a B situation. How is your love life, damn it? Well, that's a personal thing. You can call in and tell us if you want, or if not, that is okay too. This is our episode 12 with a start date of 4-5. That's April 5th. For those of you in Apache Junction, Arizona, 2022 AD. And gosh, it'll be fun. Look, this show is a variety show, and this show on the first Tuesday is about The Bachelor in America, the war on men, the war on single men, the bachelor at war, the bachelor in business, the bachelor in love, the bachelor doing handiwork around his house. Maybe he's building a bunker. Maybe he's building booby traps for the UN evil demonic forces. I speak from the hip. I have a few notes here by my side, but most of the time I ad lib, and I'm very, very good at that. Well, tonight, my friends, is our retro fun radio show I've told you about, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. It's a guide for the married man and the single man in America and everything in between. A war is raging in Ukraine right now, and we will talk about the battle of the sexes instead to mix it up a bit. It's more fun that way. So lay back, relax, and get a cocktail or adult beverage of your choice and listen to some very good radio tonight, some great music. Hear some great callers. We know on my show that the New World Order and Matrix is coming to get us all But the American Bachelor, in the final analysis, will defeat them all. And his jackboot will be on the evil one's head. So, without further ado, it is time yet again for our Animal House Fraternity Pledge and our pledge to the show to be here each week.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen. Amen.
Sergeant at Arms. Do your duty.
Now on your Delta Tau Chi name is Weasel. Now on your name is Mothball. Kroger, your Delta Tau Chi name is Pinto.
Why Pinto?
Why not?
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman, you've given this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.
We now consecrate the bond of obedience. Assume the position.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
This is a Von Weon Show production with a new generation of talk radio in America and around the world. The new generation is here. No more fuddy-duddy, boomer, rhino, boring, RNC talking point radio shows to fill up your day and to bore you to death. No, on my show, we will change all of that. We're changing the paradigm, one radio station at a time, one country at a time, changing the mental paradigm. And no, we are not broadcasting from Ukraine. Everybody asked me that. No, we're not. Ukraine's a hellhole. We'll talk more about that on Thursday night. But tonight, we will talk about a few things that are going to be more fun, more to your liking. So go to your tiki bar and mix a drink before the night's festivities begin. Again, we are your favorite guilty pleasure America, brought to you by your illustrious host. And on each show, I always raise my goblet of wine and my German stein of beer to all of you tonight. I am wearing, again, my red velvet smoking jacket, with cigar in hand, mafioso style, looking at my Labrador Retriever and my German Shepherd, looking at the TV on mute, looking at my screens in my studio. I only broadcast when it's dimly lit, sometimes with candles or soft lighting. It's the only way I prefer to broadcast. Banners and flags are in here, our battle flags. Our college fraternity days might have been a while back, but we are the new pharaohs of the land, and we will inherit it, rest assured. Our theme tonight, again, is Long Live the Bachelor King. Now, in the last show, we talked about a lot of the married men in America. We talked about a bit about the Bachelor of War, things of that nature. So tonight, if you want to bring up some topics, feel free during the show. Our number, VIP line, is 563-999-3437 all throughout the world. Again, it's 563-999-3437. Well, we're getting into spring, looks like. And we're inching out of the winter months. But boy, when I here in Arizona, I love winter, my favorite season. Cold in the morning, balmy, some sunshine in the afternoon, and then it drops 20, 30 degrees, more to my Nordic temperament. But I like a lot of things about the valley. So the old man back in the day said, go west, young man, go west. You cannot go wrong going west. On this show, as many of you know, but a refresher. For those who don't know, who are new to the show, this entire radio show is based on my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. It's the retro and modern-day bachelor guide for the new Renaissance man of the millennium and beyond. Find it at all fine bookstores across the fruited plain of America. Now, here's a thought. Before a man settles down and gets married with 2.2 kids in America, he is a rogue bachelor. We will teach him the ways of his Viking fathers and talk in depth about what he needs to do in order to be a success in life. This is the Bachelor Show, which your mother warned you about. So each week, we have our political show. And by the way, and once a month, this great show, our fun show. If you want to sponsor the show, and we've had some inquiries, please contact me at vontheweekendshow@gmail.com. There we can discuss any comments or sponsorships, things of that nature. Gosh, we're going to get a big studio board tonight. I can just feel it. I can feel the pressure and tension in the air right before a big tornado rips through the radio air currents of America. '70s funk there, kind of set the mood. Well, a bachelor is someone who isn't married. This may be by default, if you just haven't found the right partner yet, or it may be by choice. A bachelor's life can be fulfilling, interesting, provided you don't feel that not being part of a couple is causing you to miss out on enjoying life to the max. With a happy heart and a determination to live well, leading a bachelor's life can be a pleasant and rewarding option to many. You know, there's a group of guys, they're called the MGTOW crowd. That's men going their own way. A lot of good videos on YouTube about the MGTOW lifestyle and things of that nature. So check it out. Every generation, I always say, has its destiny. And for the young men of the atomic age, it was nothing less than to have the world as their oyster and wash it down with a dry martini with their fancy Italian loafers. So the bachelor archetype really happened after World War II. And that's where modern-day bachelordom came into being. So here we are, fast forward to 2022. We're now living a different kind of an existence. In a weird way, what I've noticed is that the millennial guys, the guys that are after Generation X, they're flocking back to marriage for the most part in their 20s. They're almost like the young 1950s guys. They'll be at the food court at the mall or going to some event. See a lot of young guys carrying baby carriages, doing their due diligence with their new millennial wife, their doting wife. Good for them. Good for them. Look, everyone talks about nationalism or the war on men, but I always tell guys, if you're not making babies, there's not going to be any America left. Think of it that way. So we applaud the guys that are settling down and doing that, if that's their inclination. That's for some men, but not all. And some men will be bachelors for a longer period of life before they do meet Mrs. Right. Because right now, we all know they're looking for a Mrs. Right now. Well, it's long been a weird thing for some people, or a weird thing to be a bachelor in America for some. People will judge you. Society will judge you. Come on, you know. You go to the store, you go to maybe a church event, neighborhood event. Everyone's coupled up but you. You're the rogue bachelor walking over with your beer. In a funny way, I've always told guys, women only really listen to other women. So if a woman is on your arm, here's a little secret, boys. To her, the new girl that you want to pick up or meet, she feels that you're already vetted because you're already with another woman who will put up with you. So don't ever forget that. Walking around with any woman halfway good looking is better than none. So always sure to walk into an event with the woman on your arm. It just makes your life a lot easier. You know, the women are like that. Now, the unmarried adult male struck society in America as an oddity, something of an other. And even the married man was not quite at home, which you know as well as I do that convention of wisdom has always said was a feminine realm. Home life, as we understand it, is no more natural to us than a cage is natural to an animal, George Bernard Shaw once wrote. In the preface to the book, Getting Married. After the war, the big war, life became military, industrial, modern. And lifestyle, of all things, for the first time in America, really became a capitalist, manly imperative. Hugh Hefner made his fortune off lifestyle. After World War II, he capitalized on that underlying verb for living in the late 40s and the 50s and knew that if he came out with a product, a magazine, Playboy philosophy, it will make him a multi-millionaire, which it has. It was time after World War II for a capitalist culture to present itself, to produce an atomic age mental paradigm, if you will, of heterosexual male dominance in society. You were warriors, after all, after World War II. Some of the men came back and did the baby boom. That's cool. We need those guys. And some of the guys weren't quite ready for that. Or they were younger during the war, and they wanted to live out a bachelor life or a college life that they never enjoyed because they were fighting World War II. And so here we are. But basically, a lot of guys that came back from the war were looking for an outlet. They were looking for, you know, the blonde bombshell, Jane Mansfield, Marilyn, you know, Marilyn, my God, she's gorgeous. Marilyn Monroe, she's all over my house. I've got photographs of her everywhere, among others. She's in the studio even. So Marilyn Monroe, that icon, and those guys that came back, Hugh Hefner noticed that, capitalized on it, and he bought the first nude of Marilyn. Put it on the cover of Playboy magazine. And the rest is history. But fortunes can be made, guys, off lifestyle. Off what people really want. Not everybody wanted to be packaged into a track home in suburban America. And again, nothing wrong with that. But men were of many different ilks, different persuasions, different thought processes. And it's a good thing, not a bad thing. Well, it's time to start the show. Without further ado, get on with our theme song for the 1967 classic movie, Dean Martin, Dino, with The Ambushers. Enter at your own risk into the bachelor's den, America. You have reached the infamous, the rogue, the legendary Von Wiehan Show. With Dino by my side, how can we go wrong?
This is Dean Martin, alias Matt Helm, asking you to help me stamp out spies, or at least muss them up a little. In our new picture, The Ambushers, I got my hands full with Matahara's like Centerburger.
Skull.
Sure, Skull's got ice in it.
Janice Rule and those ever-loving sleigh girls.
Don't shoot.
They get you when you're high. They get you when you're low. They get you when you're standing still, or else when you're on the go.
Too much for one mad hound, so how about pitching in a little, huh? There's enough action for everybody, so bring your friends and we'll make them honorary ambushers. They're the ambushers.
They're the ambushers.
Yes, just love that promo. Well, a man recently wrote the show about my book, and he said this. One can learn, well, First, I'll back up. Dear Vaughn, one can learn so much from this ultimate bachelor's guide and manifesto, if you will. It is a well-organized, well-written, comical book for anyone with lots of bachelor wisdom. As I turned the pages, I couldn't keep myself from smiling and laughing. It was quite amusing how I discovered characteristics of many of my male friends lying right in the text of the book. After reading it, I felt it was a perfect gift for my older brother who recently turned 21. This book really got me interested in the bachelor lifestyle and more things Americana in nature, as well as comedy. And I attended a comedy club for the first time and loved it, just as I loved the book. I recommend the Bachelor book for both men and women of all ages. Vaughn, it's awesome. Yours truly, Dino, he calls himself, because he says he loves my Dino promos as well. Well, we have a lot of listeners out there in Radio Land that I told you guys that are out there. And most people on talk radio don't call the show. But let me tell you, when you call the show, we have a ton of people who go back and listen to our podcast on Blog Talk Radio. They're always there checking out our podcast. I see polls from all over America. So if you think that you said something and no one heard you, no, they heard you. And the people that pull the podcast normally want to hear the entire show, including our overtime segments, which often go on Thursdays, 30 minutes in overtime. Well, we are the Good Time Charlene, Charlie's Angels, baby. The Bachelor is part playboy, part warrior, part traveler, part writer, part radio host, part James Bond, part Matt Helm, part in like Flint, part chameleon. There's always a little bit of John Wayne and James Bond in every Bachelor. The Bachelor Playboy loves gadgets and cool things, cool cars and cool clothes, cool watches, and great travel vacations. He has many edges and facets, like that of a sparkling diamond. Cool to some, others think he is a rat bastard, or a rat pack bastard for that matter. Some women think he is the bad boy that they also crave. How about those apples, America? It's your life. You can do what you want.
Certain things, so I'm dressed in these red, I wear sable.
Damn right. It's my life, and I will do what I want. This is all about more freedom and liberty in America. Well, I'm a big fan of the Playboy Mansion. I've always studied Hugh Hefner, and I would have loved to have been in that era. But God has a different plan for me, as they say, and for you, and for you, and for you, and for you out there in Radio Land. Well, in our Back to the Future segment tonight, in the inaugural issue of Playboy, December 1953, what a great Christmas gift. December of 1953, Playboy Mansion, the Playboy magazine, I'm sorry, comes out. Well, the founder, Hugh Hefner, described his ideal reader at the time to media, or better, his ideal reader's ideal fantasy self. He said, "We like our bachelor pad apartment." Hugh Hefner went on to write, "We enjoy mixing up cocktails and an hors d'oeuvre or two, putting a little mood music on the phonograph, inviting a female acquaintance for a quiet discussion in our penthouse pad, maybe on Picasso, Nietzsche, the German philosopher, jazz, or even sex. Having a nice place in a bachelor pad is an existential necessity," he's saying. "No more crappy apartments for young bachelors." And let me tell you, Madison Avenue paid attention to this. So did America, who was itching to make money after World War II and make things for the bachelor and bachelorette of the time. This was plainly true of Playboy magazine, which thrived on meeting that desire. Hefner's cheerful attention to unpaid endorsements of furniture, cars, and electronics items stoked readers' lust for lifestyle coverage, which boosted circulation. Is that word again, lifestyle? What did I tell you? Which in turn made him a millionaire, as it rained with ad dollars. Hefner once called a September 1956 feature Playboy's Penthouse Apartment. "It's a hell of a place to live and to be merry," he said. "The most popular single feature ever to appear in these pages." Hefner made a fortune off the lifestyle of America. Never forget that. It probably sounded like this when he finally moved from Chicago to California back in the 1960s.
"I don't ever want to be poor."
"Then you won't."
"I decided right then and there I wasn't going to live like that. I needed to get as far away as possible." "I moved to California in the summer of 1968 with the tuna. We had $300 and a black TR-3. There sure was nothing like this back home. It was paradise. We got a small one-bedroom apartment right on the beach. Wasn't much, but it had its perks."
"George.
You need some help?"
"California was like nothing I'd ever seen before.
Hey, what's up here?"
"People were liberated, independent, full of new ideas. They used words like right on, groovy, solid. The women were beautiful. And they all seemed to share the same occupation."
"I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
Yeah, on the airplane."
Just love that promo. We'll get the calls here in a moment or two. But, yeah, Hugh Hefner is in my book. I've got several chapters on him. And very interesting. But with that, this is the book that you got to get. This is the book. It's on Amazon. It's on eBay. The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. We are working on two or three more sequels. It's a lot of laborious work, a lot of editing, a lot of change-ups with the publisher. But I assure you, they are being worked on diligently each week. Never fear. With that, let's get to Paul the Gladiator from his North Valley compound. Get him on the air tonight. How are you doing, fellow good fella Goomba?
Good, man, good. Kicking ass and taking names, man, you know?
Nice. Yes. What you got to do out there, man? The mean streets of America, gonna pound the cash out of those streets. It's all there for the taking.
You got to, you know, make the money, stack them, like I say, stack them in stacks of high society, $10,000 in a stack. Go get a safety deposit box at different banks. Have $10,000 here, $10,000 there, $10,000 there, because you never know when you're going to need it.
God, so true. So true. I love it.
I had a mentor teach me that 30 years ago. And, you know, it's funny because to all the young bachelors, you know, there's not a lot of mentors, not a lot of guys think about mentoring younger guys so they don't make the same mistakes, right?
Right.
And I was just lucky. I attracted great mentors, and I created amazing adversaries. In business, for women, my adversarial side took off. But now, more than ever, I feel for these young bachelors. You know, they were put into the COVID shutdown, and now they're trying to come out of it. And if you're young and you're dumb and you're full of it, go get 2-3 jobs, kid. Work your butts off. Save that cash. Live, you know, two guys to an apartment that's $600 a month. Keep your bills cheap. Go get some safety deposit boxes full of cash. You're going to need it throughout your life. Now's the time to get it. All those jobs are opening up, and, you know, you said it a couple of weeks back. The last show, 4 weeks ago, you said, you know, the great resignation of everybody leaving the jobs has opened up for these young men and women, but these young bachelors, they can have two jobs if they want them, you know?
That's right. Yeah. They should take advantage of all that, Paul. I mean, what a gold nugget fell on their lap. Everyone's resigning who's 40, 50, 60 years old or even younger. They are resigning in America by the millions. It's made so much news that it's on magazine covers, talked about this morning on Fox News again, and even CNN's brought it up. About all these openings that are well-paid openings. And guys, like Paul said, this is the time to grab a job or two, work your ass off when you're young, when you've got the energy. That's the key thing they don't tell you. When you're in your 20s, 30s especially, you got buku energy. I mean, I know I still do. And it's like, I'm older than that. But the thing is, I mean, I only need to, really 5-6 hours of sleep. And when you're 25 or 30, you might live off of 3 or 4 hours a night, you know,
right.
And you can do that for 8-10 days straight, you know, Paul, and you're right, man.
Yeah.
It's great advice. They got to grab that stuff while it's being offered.
Yeah. I had a mentor told me, look, you work 90 day periods and then take 1 week of vacation. You can do that for 10 years and stash your cash. And for these young guys, stash your cash so you can be a bachelor with money out there like Hugh Hefner had money when he was a young guy. He had a great idea. A lot of great ideas are already done. Now it's time to, you know, hit the grindstone, two jobs, stash the cash so you can live a successful bachelor life and attract the woman in your life you want. Because even if you're good-looking, you still need some cash because there's other good-looking guys too. And, women's heads get turned just like our heads get turned. But it's, you know, they're looking for the total package like we are. So make yourself the total package then, you know. Get the money.
I totally agree.
Yeah, stack it away so that, you know, you can go buy the nice house, buy the nice second car, get yourself a Corvette for your weekends, and drive the shitty car back and forth to work. Destroy a junker. But have the Corvette in the garage so that you can go pick your dates up in that and be the true bachelor, you know?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
God, it's like, yeah, I mean, I've driven cars, drove the wheels off them here in the valley here, the Phoenix Scottsdale area for 25 years. And you ride them in the ground, get another great work car or car to bat around in. But, I learned a long time ago, you know, talked about this before. Oh, go ahead.
But I've always known you to have a convertible in the garage to go out on dates in. So, you know, that's something that I know you've lived. And you know my cars. I mean, I drive nice cars. When I pull up, women are like, oh, check that one out, you know. But, you know, the advice to the young guys out there is, you know, drive them into the ground to back and forth to work. But, you know, be like Von Wehunt. Have a convertible in the garage to go out on your dates with, man, you know.
Exactly. And I don't always call it a Jaguar like Austin Powers. It's called the Shaguar.
<You know? Right. laughs> That's right.
But, you're right, Paul. A lot of these guys, you know, we're trying to mentor them onto the show. This show is out there. I keep telling you guys. I've been posting this on Twitter and Gab and other internet sites. I know a lot of guys. Look, a lot of guys in the last decade are getting ready for war and this and that. And I told a lot of guys on my Thursday show, if you want to go to war, go to Ukraine. But here's the caveat. Here's what they're not telling you. When you get into Ukraine, you can't get out. So
right.
If you go there, you're stuck there. Nothing wrong with that. But you'll see all the war you want. Well, that's going on and blazing. That's a raging inferno. On the lighter side, there's the Von Wien show and this show. And so I say, let Ukraine fend for itself. A lot of you guys email me with these questions, and I go, like Paul said, I tell you guys all the time, take advantage of America right now. We want to be relentless. Take advantage of your situation. Take advantage of all these jobs being offered. The great resignation is like them giving you a blank check, guys. You fill in the numbers of what you want. Safe deposit boxes, mafioso style, all over the banking sector. Maybe buried in your backyard. Who knows? You know? Get cash. Because I learned a long time ago, and Paul, we talked about this, that, you know, guys can work out. You can get the hair plugs. You can dye your hair. You can run 100 miles a day. At the end of the day, women, though, they will like that. Don't get me wrong. But really and truly, have you seen this? And let's be honest, you'll be at a restaurant. You'll be at a mall. I know it's happened to me and Paul. And you'll see the fattest, baldest, ugliest guy with the hottest chick or a wife. And I'm telling you, women at the end of the day, they want security. They want the fat wallet. In fact, Harvard's done studies where they showed women, do you want a poor Brad Pitt, say he was broke? Or do you want this average-looking guy, a few pounds on him, maybe a receding hairline, but he's got $4 or $5 million. Survey says 82% of the women went for the poor guy. No, I'm sorry, the rich guy who looked like he was poor, who had a few pounds, but he had the big wallet. And I keep telling guys, work out, do your thing, but women love that big wallet. They want the whole package.
Yep. I'll tell you
but
a
they
funny
will err
story.
On the side of the guy with the money every time.
Tell you a funny story. So me and my two best friends back east, Connecticut, going up to Newport, Rhode Island from Memorial Day to Labor Day weekend, we had a place. So me, Marco, and Chris, we go up, three young, good-looking guys on our way up, you know, and we'd go hang out at the Clark Cook House, which had the candy store above. Now, this was down at the wharf in Newport, Rhode Island, where all the 70, 80, 90-foot yachts were parked, okay?
Right.
And we go up to the candy store, and we'd see all these old guys with bow ties, like polka dot bow ties and striped shirts, like all weirdy, kind of goofy, nerdy, older, you know, bald or balding.
Right.
And right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of their wives were at the bar, and they were smoking hot wives, right? Now, the guys, like, you know, the guys were in their 50s, 60s, and the women were in their 30s and 40s, and me and my buddies were in our mid, late 20s. And I learned that lesson. Like, we would walk up, buy the guys cigars and drinks, have a drink with them, and then we'd go dance with their hot wives, right? And then we always knew, but they were always leaving with these goofy-looking, really wealthy guys that had the 100-foot yacht, you know? And that guy, she was getting all, they were getting all hot because of me, Mark, and Chris. And then they go back on their yachts and, you know, have sex with their old, decrepit, really wealthy husbands.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret. And what I have found out in my travels, and it sinks in with what you're saying, Paul. I had a woman one time be honest to me, and a couple of them actually, good friends of mine. Now, women, by their very nature, are very elusive, submerge their true feelings. They submerge, always trying to conceal and camouflage, which is their nature. Men are more overt by nature. It's, as Freud once said, biology is destiny, right? So what these women told me was, they go, Vaughn, I'll tell you a little secret. Women, she said, this is what she said. She goes, all of us women are whores. We are just looking for the highest bidder throughout life. We want to be taken care of. We want nice things. And here's the punchline. We don't care who gives it to us. And she said, we can fall in love with an ugly man or a good-looking man or a man who's fat or a man who has six-pack abs or a doorknob on a fucking door if you really want to know the truth. We can fall in love with anything because love, now not for all women, but for a lot that she was – in her crowd, she goes, love, we are built to love. We're built to love our man, our home, our children. You know, I've seen it a million times where a great-looking guy has to date down to get a date. He's ripped. I mean, he's been at the gym 8 days a week, you know? And I've seen these guys that are like, well, they're not quite Woody Allen, but they're not quite Roger Moore either, you know, 007 style. They're just average guys, but they'll be with this real hot chick. Or I'll see some short, fat biker guy in Phoenix with beautiful blonde bombshell on his arm. And she'll be loyal to him, and she'll kill for him. I mean, I've seen these situations. I'm sure you have. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Look as good as you can. Make as much money as you can. But just keep in mind that there's a dichotomy to life. Sometimes the other guys get all the luck, and you think you're not getting the luck. You know? So you got to find a gold vein is what I'm saying. You find the gold vein in your life. Where is the gold vein? The gold vein for jobs. The gold vein for women. The gold vein for cash flow. Find it. Once you find it, never lose it. Never leave it. Be loyal. What are your thoughts about that, Paul?
Yeah, you know, they always say, make hay when the sun shines, man. And, you know, I was taught by a very well-known seminar speaker, and I used to do an event in Vienna, Virginia every year with him and his team. And I remember he said something. He said, you know, most people, when things are great, meaning the economy's good, everything's chugging, everything's working out, and everything's, you know, grandiose, people tend to party instead of ponder and work hard through those times and gain as much as they can. But they don't do it. They do it when things are good, they party. And then when things are bad is when they party. I'm sorry, ponder. And then instead of working hard when things are good, and then when things are bad and everybody's pondering, then you can party because you got all the money. But you got to make it when times are good. You got to, when things are great, don't party. Ponder. Work hard. Get those two jobs. Things are great in the job market right now. Now, the economy's not great, you know, inflation and heck and everything. But the job market's great, so you might as well go work hard. If they're offering overtime, take the overtime. Pick up another shift. You get a second part-time job. Because now the job market's insanely good. And instead, people are looking at the economy and they're, you know, kind of depressed, not doing anything. Well, get out there and go get your job. Because then when that job market shifts, and it's going to probably shift in about 2.5, 3, 3.5 years, it's going to get tight. All the jobs are going to be had. And then people are going to be fighting for jobs. And then they're going to just be sad and ponder. But if you got all the money over the last 3 years, then you can party later. So do opposite
of what most people do.
Yep. Do the opposite of what the majority of people are doing, and you'll always win. Always.
That's right. Don't follow the herd, guys. And like Paul said, that great Texas expression, down south, make hay while the sun shines. Love that. So true. David, another saying down in Texas, when I was living there, I was out of state. I'm not from there. Raised on the West Coast. But in Dallas, they had a great line where the guys would say, I remember going to like a mesquite barbecue place, and they would say, he's got big hat, but no cattle. Big hat. In other words, he's a big talker, big bloviator, but he's got no money. It means he's broke.
Right.
No wallet, no land, no cattle, no business, no woman. You don't want to be that guy called big hat, no cattle. You know, that's kind of a slam. In other words, it's the guy that walks in the bar and says he has $20, $30 million. Nobody believes him. But he still says it, and everyone kind of rolls their eyes and goes, okay, gotcha. Whatever, you know.
Yep.
Now, I'll say a little thing, too, Paul, that,
Oh, I was going to say, the men say big hat, no cattle. The women say, bless his heart.
Exactly. Exactly. Because women love a big talker. So those guys know that's their game. They suck in a lot of women unknowingly. So the woman finds out he's broke, and I guarantee you, I don't care what he looks like, she will dump him, dump his ass. And, you know, when I go shopping or whatnot, I'll look at that Star magazine. I'll never buy it. It's like $7 or $8 now. My mother used to buy those Star magazines and bring them home, so I'd always used to love reading them because I like looking at what Hollywood was doing for pop culture. But I go in there, and I'm always looking at the couples, and I always notice them. Beautiful starlet, auburn hair, blonde hair, or a sexy brunette is with the shortest, fattest, ugliest Hollywood producer that she can find. But in the punchline, it says, but he's worth $200 million.
That's right. Yeah.
I rest my case, America. You would think those Hollywood stars go for the hottest Brad Pitt boy toy model. No, the boy toys in Hollywood are broke. They're all broke. And full head of hair.
They're broke. Yeah, they're broke and they're on the casting couch having to sleep with the gay producers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, if you go to Hollywood, if you're too good looking, yeah, the gay directors and producers will hunt you down, which is disgusting. That's why you want to have rugged good looks, because soy boys don't like ruggedness. And, you know, They don't like that at all. Paul, thanks a lot, man. What are your final thoughts to the bachelors in America, sir?
Here's the thing, man. You know, how much is the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy? $50, $60?
$50.
How much?
What a bargain.
$50. So think about this. You could spend $50 for yourself or for your older brother, younger brother, your son. Give him the book so that he's got a guide to bachelorhood as a young man. $50 for that book will educate him for his life. Or you could take that $50 and go to, I don't know, Panera Bread. You know, three people have lunch. You eat it. You sit there for an hour, eat, and the money's gone, and you forget about what you were even talking about. Or you could buy a book that would educate the young men in your family, in your fraternity. You can share it. Young men can share the book and get an education on actually how to navigate young bachelorhood and not fall into the pitfalls that, you know, a lot of people just do because they don't have a guide.
So true. Great words of wisdom there. Yeah, guys, don't blow your money at Panera. But I love Panera. It's a great restaurant. I love their teriyaki chicken on broccoli and rice. But I know what you mean. Awesome, awesome. Paul's right, folks. Don't blow your money on driving around town aimlessly, going to different restaurants when you can buy the book and actually learn something. I know you guys don't like to read, but the audio book never got off the ground yet. So until then, let your fingers do the walking. Read the book. Thanks a lot, Paul. Appreciate it, man.
All right, man. All right, have a good night.
Have a great night. The Gladiator from North Phoenix. Always a treasured call on the show. Words of wisdom. Paul is a successful businessman. He's done a lot from Wall Street. And we grew up in the same era as many of you out there in Radio Land. We have a lot of listeners that love this show. You're always welcome to call in. New callers get in first, of course. Now, I do know that my political show is the more popular show right now. However, I think this show may eclipse it in time. This show is really smoking. Our jets are on fire. And but everyone wants me to talk about politics 24/7. We've got to change it. I love mixing things up, as my friends know. It's got to change gears once in a while. It's good for your health, good for your mentality, good for your soul. Speaking of that, remember this show back in the 1970s when Aaron Spelling, who was the Hollywood producer, made a lot of shows that the young men loved. It's full of tits and ass and good times. Muscle cars. Well, one was called Charlie's Angels.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy. And they were each assigned very hazardous duties. But I took them away from all that, and now they work for me. My name is Charlie.
We had some technical difficulties there. I don't know what happened there. But we did have the muscle cars back in the 1970s, the Chevy Camaro.
The Camaro will drive you absolutely mad.
Fisher and
you're really gonna flip a Camaro.
Buckle up for the hip-hugging bucket seat.
You're on a groovy trip with Camaro, Camaro, Camaro. Those little whites, they shake the dragon.
Go full mod with rally stripes and hideaway headlines.
New safety features.
You'll cruise safely and smoothly in the sporty machine.
The Camaro will drive you absolutely mod.
Chevy. Go sell yourself.
Oh, yeah. We're a pirate radio show with pirate audio. So sometimes we have some tech issues here in the studio. That's okay. I'm a professional, a consummate professional. You are in good hands. A little bit of psychedelia. 1960s, early 1970s, The Bachelor was at its peak of power in America and the world. The disco ball, the great big concerts of the 1960s, hot chicks were everywhere. When I was a little kid, I thought, my God, I'm going to have the best life ever in America. I remember driving with my Air Force dad to the West. We went from L.A. to Nellis Air Force Base. Nellis is north of Las Vegas, just south of Groom Lake, Area 51. We lived on the Las Vegas Strip for about a year, almost a year. We were in base housing, too. But there on the Las Vegas Strip, I saw hot chicks, mini skirts, go-go boots, you name it, back in the day. And I thought Corvettes were everywhere, beautiful cars, beautiful people. That's when America was virile, full of testosterone. We could do anything, even go to the moon. It was amazing. I thought, man, I can't wait to grow up. We couldn't wait to grow up. Back in the day, we couldn't wait. We loved our parents. We loved our families. Had a good, solid childhood. Everyone's got a rough teenage years. I know I did. I was the angry young man, but smart as a whip. And then I realized, well, wait a minute. We're coming into the 80s, and it got better. But back in the day, you would I'd walk around Las Vegas. I used to sneak into casinos and stuff like that, check out the lounges, and walk around. And I always walked around like I owned the damn place. Nobody stopped me. So it sounded a lot like this.
Here.
Yeah, we're going to go to the woods, and here's some thoughts I jotted down. But before I get to that, have you heard this? I won't say the company's name for obvious legal reasons, but there's a company that is out there, always in the radio and TV, and my God, they're always out there saying, it's about the diamonds, you know, the blood diamonds from Africa. And they go, you know, the guy will talk with kind of a nasally voice. I was going to crack up when I hear it. He goes, we send our buyers to Bangkok, Thailand to find the best diamonds in the world. As a matter of fact, we send our buyers to Bangkok all the time to get you the best deal. Now you have a friend in the diamond business. So screw you and buy my blood diamonds. I mean, it almost sounds like that in my mind. Love that commercial. Well, I would say this. The societal matrix does not even want you. They don't even want you to own a bachelor pad in America today. The rules are stacked against you. The courts are stacked against you. Society stacked against you. There is a real war on men. A real war on bachelors, of any bachelor in America, and bachelor dumb. Your corporate America job will dumb you down. We will speak the truth on my show. American women versus expat women and lifestyle. It's a hot topic. And now guys are emailing me about Ukrainian women. Well, we've heard pros and cons about that. A lot of guys want to adopt a Ukrainian woman for their house. I have researched this, as your illustrious host only can do, and they will not let you adopt a Ukrainian woman unless you're a family in America. If you're a single male, you got to go through those dating sites. And those girls, even them, war-torn Ukraine, fits my profile. They still have outrageous entitlement complexes, even leaving. Not all of them, but a lot of them, for leaving Ukraine, fleeing in terror from Putin's red beast armies. I've read their bios late at night and chuckled over a shot of Kentucky bourbon whiskey, maybe, or some cognac. And they will say that the man's going to have a lot of money. He's got to be able to take care of me. He's got to look great. And I want him no more than 40, 45 years old. So good luck with that, honey. Your house is blown up by a Soviet tank. You're in Poland. You're online looking for a husband. And we love you. You look great. But, my God, it never ends. Outrageous entitlement complexes, I call it. Well, do you have a nickel out there? Then you can get out of your pickle, it seems. Are you guys on the online dating programs? Ever email a chick and she never responds? As if your message goes to a dark wormhole in deep space or in her heart, her black heart. Well, the light is on, but again, no one is home. Or she may respond, but then she cancels the date at the last minute or microsecond. God, what a biatch. If a man doesn't have a job in our society, they call him a loser. But a woman who doesn't have a job is called a part-time hooker or sugar baby. Think about it. Women always say they want real men. Where are all the real men? But the women are fake. Not all, but many are. Many of them have fake eyelashes, fake boobs, plastic surgery, fake noses. Where are all the real women? There's no need for you guys to recreate the wheel here, since you have my illustrious book. I did all the work for you. All you have to do is buy it and read it and learn. Read something new for a change, other than a video game or more cable TV or more crap that gets mailed to you from God knows where. And by the way, when you're on a date, we talked about this. I call it the $5 coffee date. If they want to meet up with you, they will. If not, don't worry about it, compadre, because they only see you as a walking ATM machine. And that means that they found another guy willing to give them money before they have to do anything, which is kind of like amateur hooking in America. Anyway, the young girls on many online dating sites, legit, you'd be surprised. You want to meet the girl next door. She wants PPM, which is kind of trendy in LA and out west, but it's traveling all over the country. It's called pay per meet. In other words, she wants some cash or some gas money at the very least just to show up and meet you. They want money, boys. They want your money. They want your assets. And that's okay if you love her, but be careful. My best advice. What America needs, as I've always said, is not more military-age males from foreign lands to invade us. What America needs is millions of the hot young women from foreign countries to invade us, to give their sisters in America some competition. Because we know as real men, there's nothing better than watching women compete against each other and fight each other in the mud pit, if you will, for a man's affection. This book needs to be on every college campus in America, in every fraternity, and on every man's bookshelf. And yes, it is true, we are still looking for Planet X with the hot blondes, as reported by the CIA remote viewer. He was also a bachelor, of course. He's in the bachelor universe, and he has our code of honor, our respect. Right about this guy. He's hired by the CIA to look at distant galaxies and other worlds. What a great job title. What did you do last? I was a CIA remote viewer. Wow. You're hired. Just the stories alone would be fascinating. Almost like that movie, Men Who Stared at Goats. And then one goat died, and it worked. Intense concentration is what they were after. And it is a real thing. Well, amazing what's happened out there. Toxic dating environment. I always say the sharks have to eat too, boys. The sharks got to eat. But folks, we're so glad you're here tonight. It's not mission impossible to be a bachelor. Never let them tell you that it is.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to sit down and listen to the Von Wehunt Show each Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. That enigma code, again, is blogtalkradio.com, where geopolitics, current events, breaking news, history, and brilliant conjecture and callers will always be a part of the show. So don't be left outside in the cold. This is your secret agent invitation for what awaits you. So come into the radio octagon and castle on the Rhine, where eagles dare. The Von Wehunt Show. Your mission is to be there to make a better you, to make a stronger neighborhood, and to make America great again. This message will self-destruct in 30 seconds.
I'm a fan of all those B movies from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. And one's called Women in Cages.
Women in Cages, the sensational new motion picture that rips the veil off the dirtiest racket ever conceived by the minds of vicious men.
You're
from my prison. No one!
Starring Judy Brown, Pam Grier, Roberta Collins, Jennifer Gann, and many, many others. Innocent young girls held in cruel bondage, sold to the highest bidder to satisfy strange desires. You'll meet them all in Women in Cages.
So, gentlemen, pirates, and rat pack bastards worldwide, on this show, you always put your best red velvet smoking jacket on, light up your cigar or pipe with your favorite vintage and cool lighter. Get the cufflinks ready, baby. Wear your favorite leather loafers and slick back that hair retro Goodfellas Goomba style. Your favorite manly numero uno cologne. As we delve into the Bachelor universe and galactic cosmos with wild abandon.
Four men on a search. Each man different, living his own way, searching, discovering numero uno, the new thing in colognes for men. In all the world, there are only four basic masculine scents. Here's the best of each. Numero uno gold. Numero uno green. Numero uno red. Numero uno silver. Four numero uno colognes. All different. All wild. Find yours with a searcher kit. A jigger of each scent. Then get a full-size bottle of the one that makes it for you.
Numero uno.
We're going to try that Charlie's Angels promo again.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy. And they were each assigned very hazardous duties. But I took them away from all that, and now they work for me. My name is Charlie.
Love that. Well, if you like that, they say it's spring. It's now it's springtime. Sounds a little bit like this.
Come on.
same time, baby. You know it. You know it. This is the new generation of radio, your Generation X host, Von Wiehunt. And you are a new man of the millennium. Dating is toxic, but you must win. Told you guys before, don't let the turkeys get you down. Now, I skipped the starter wife, the starter family, and I just moved and relocated to Arizona. Set up my Valhalla Studios many moons ago and retired on paper only. But I still work diligently on building up my stronghold, my empire, and my compound in the Arizona mountains. And as you go through life, make the best choices you can. Because business is war. Love is war. Dating is war. Politics is war. We all know that war, like in Ukraine, is the end of diplomacy, where diplomatic efforts fail. War for the bachelor is always the end result. But on a lighter note, what you really care about are your relationships with women, making more money. Get ahead, guys. Got to get ahead of the game. But Dad always taught me that. Now, when your neighbor loses his job, never forget, it's a recession. But when you lose your job, it's a depression. I was always taught, be aware of everyone's pain and suffering. Empathize, help out where you can. But don't participate, keyword, in their misery. Don't participate in their mire, them wallowing in the mire. People love to commiserate, talk about their problems. I get it. Be aware of it. You help out your friends and family. To the rest of society, you want to run circles around them, outthink, outshoot them, outfly them, outmaneuver them. When times are good, you should be hoarding your money. When times are bad, there's no opportunity to make money. And then you'll have your lush savings account to delve into. Build up your pad, your bachelor pad. And someday, the twinkle in your eye, you actually might meet the woman of your dreams. That is the woman you want to shack up with. That's the chickaroo that you want to bring back caveman style to your digital Playboy abode. The bachelor is alive and well post-COVID America. We told you before, and I love the Hispanic countries. You traveled to Mexico a lot back in the day before the cartel violence. But the men down there would always tell me, Señor Von, Señor Von. As they would run up to me with their sombrero on, they would say, Señor, no money, no honey. Happened to me a million times. I traveled Acapulco, Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta, Cabo, Cozumel. It's a very common saying among the men there. Know what your brothers are saying worldwide. That's what I'm getting at. About these same subjects around the world, my fellow gents. Because in America, we're fast becoming a matriarchal society, a nanny state, if you will. The Democrats want to, they say they want to take care of you from cradle to grave. All they really want is access to your wallet, like a bad date. Always access to your wallet. They don't want you for your sake. Our government, think of it this way, it's like a dysfunctional ex-girlfriend who's bitter, mad at you, hates you, and wants every dime she can get out of you or pound out of you in divorce court or something like that. Well, I've never been divorced. But you get my drift. Guys call the show. They tell me what's going on out there in the streets, the mean streets of America. And they're good streets, too. My dad always taught me, he said, son, there are mean streets in America, but you want to find the easy street. Live on easy street, guys. Get your ducks in a row. Get your money saved. Get your investments going, your business going. Well, everybody else is commiserating, bitching about high gas prices and whatnot. You will be living on an easy street. Though you're aware of it, it's not going to affect you as much, put it that way. And that, my friends, is how you do it. You know, I always tell guys, Rome wasn't built in a day. Built brick by brick. Year after year, the Romans built a 1,000-year empire. Not many cultures can say that. So you build your own business, you build your own place that way. Just don't be a loser.
He's a loser, ain't no mind what he says. He's a loser, he's got rocks in both his hands. He's a loser, he can't win, can't play the show. He's a loser, and you know how much I hate to say I told you so. But if you
Yeah, don't be a loser. You know what I mean. It sounds a lot like this 1960s movie trailer about a biker movie gone bad.
This chick's out for kicks and in for trouble with the born losers.
Just how is a mom initiated?
By getting it from everybody.
We're not coming out of orbit for 3 days.
Look at this! 600 Somalis!
These are the born losers, the sickest sickle gang that ever terrorized a town while the law stood helpless.
If only one of us had the guts to just cut them down.
I've been wanting to crack at you from the beginning.
Are you planning on fighting or talking me to death?
Mr. District Attorney, any truth to the rumors that the girls will refuse to testify?
Remember, all you need is one witness to obtain an indictment.
Born losers, and they know it.
Please, don't do that. How about a pretty please on your knees?
On your knees.
Billy Jack, I'm going to kill you if it's the last thing I do.
Yes, don't be that guy. But this guy is pretty funny.
If I make you horny, do it. Throw me a freaking bone here. And the boss needs the info. $1 million.
Yes. There was a movie in the 1960s called The Guide for the Married Man, starring Walter Matthau. Some hot blonde I have all those movies on DVD in my movie library. I've been collecting them for years, so I knew one day they would stop making all of them. And I've noticed over time they have stopped making all the cool stuff. And now these things are going for top dollar. But I've already gotten my gear. I've already gotten my cool stuff. So, guys, as you're building up your stronghold, buying your guns and ammo, getting what you need, your SUV, camping gear, you're building up your house, your entertainment room, you better get those DVDs now. Because a lot of those older titles, they're getting rid of. One, they don't want you to get the information from those 1960s and 70s movies of biker gangs, chicks, bachelors on the make. They don't want you to see those scenes. Instead, the government wants you to be docile, like a Chinese commie peasant, shoeless, stupid, being bossed around by your political commissar masters. Dumb you down even more. Don't fall for it. So I'll play one right now.
Hold everything, folks. We're going to give you some pointers. The real lowdown on some basic facts of married life. A guide for the married man.
Boy, oh boy.
Now you see, Walter Matthau is married to Inger Stevens, but he develops a roving eye. The guy's got to be off his rocker to rove in a dish like this. So he goes to Robert Morse, Ph.D., doctor of philandering, for some lessons.
Do all married guys do it, Ed?
Not all of them give in to it, only about 43%, which I think is about to go up to 44.
And would you believe, all of these technical advisors give the do's and don'ts for the married man with an urge to stray. Lucille Ball, Jack Benny, Polly Bergen, Joey Bishop, Sid Caesar, Art Carney, Wally Cox, Jane Mansfield, Al March, Louis Nye, Carl Reiner, Bill Silvers, Terry Thomas, and Ben Blue. Girls, don't let your favorite fellows see this film alone.
He'd never get away with it, would he?
What was Sid Caesar's plan of action? How does Joey Bishop talk his way out of this? What did Art Carney just put over on Lucille Ball? How does a movie star steal a night out? How does Jack Benny operate?
Say, honey, what do you think we could get for this from a secondhand shop?
You can't top Phil Silver's instant alibi.
Oh, you were wearing one?
What kind of a girl do you think I am? Of course I was.
You'd enjoy that. Well, you better buy those DVDs now, guys. As I said, now we always get comments here at the show, and I wanted to tell you what one guy said. He said, "I'm a big fan of your show, and I love your Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy show." He said, "My name is Steve. I live in California. I've been both married now. As I enter my 60s, I'm single yet again. I admit that I have a lot of freedoms that I didn't even realize I had lost when I got married." Key word there. Didn't realize I had lost them when I got married. Now, I'll stop right there. Nothing wrong with getting married, guys. Marry the one you love. If you get married, be the best husband and father that you can possibly be. It's in my book. But he goes on to say, "And there is no way to anticipate this before getting married." Oh, yes, there is, Steve. You buy my book, you would have known. So I will continue with his email. So for the single guys who have never married, I try to explain And this is one aspect of having a wife you may not have considered. And then he finally says, I wish I had your book earlier in my life. He writes, really good wives are like unicorns. It's a mythical animal that many say exists. Personally, I have never seen one. Ooh, interesting. Good wives, like unicorns, are very few and far between. The man who really, truly believes he's found a good wife is still taking a huge gamble on his future happiness, Steve writes. However, he says, if a man has never been married, there is no way that he could even know this. Thus, he's still holding to the same ideal that we all held before our first relationships. Since my divorce, there have been a few times when I have been really lonely. On the other hand, there are plenty of times during my marriage I also faced the same loneliness. When I stopped to meditate on this a little, I realize now it is far easier to deal with the loneliness of being a bachelor than it is to have gotten married, only to find out later that one has hooked himself up with a crazy, borderline on meds female, he writes. His marriage did not sound good. He goes, one who did a first-class job of hiding. What did I tell you? Women are in the camouflage of hiding her true self before the marriage even took place. Being single and lonely is far better, as he writes, than being married and lonely at the same time. Wow. He writes, love the show. Continue. I'm not anti-marriage, he writes. I'm just telling you my personal story. Fan of the show, Steve. San Diego. Well, thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. We get calls and letters and telegrams from all over the country. Yes, telegrams are still out there. I always joke about that, but back in the 80s, I had a bank one time send me telegrams to remind me of my Visa card payment. I'll never forget it. Too funny. Well, by now, you guys should have a cocktail or a drink or a shot of something because we're about to go to a really cool movie trailer called Psycho, a Go-Go. Here it is.
Now, a motion picture of pulse-pounding excitement, of desire inflamed to madness and murder by the wild, provocative young bodies of the Go-Go Girls. Who are the Go-Go Girls? How do they live? Some live only for kicks, and they take their love where they find it. Anywhere, anytime, they get their men. But sometimes it's the wrong kind, a psycho who gets his kicks a different way. The most terrifying of them all, a madman who murdered to a wild rock beat. See Psycho a Go-Go. What fiendish horror lurked in the mind of this sadistic madman? What drove this maniac to take her any way he could? And he would kill anyone who stood in the way of his insane desire, including her. It's explosive and shocking in every terrifying scene. See the pulse-pounding Go-Go Girls, haunted by the most terrifying psycho of them all. If you are strong enough to stand the shock, see Psycho a Go-Go and live an incredible nightmare of fiendish terror. Psycho a Go-Go.
Yes. Well, buy the book for your sons. Buy it for your friends. Buy it for your newly divorced best friend, or maybe Steve in San Diego and Man About Town. My book is jam-packed. Manly wisdom from the ages. It's a big book. But then, so is the galaxy, my friends. It's large and expansive, like the book, and you will need the tools going forward in life to be a success, to be the man you were destined to be. You have to navigate the minefield of life, and this book will show you how. The book may look thick, but the font is somewhat large, and I designed it that way to dominate any man's bookshelf or den. Mine is the biggest book on your bookshelf, guaranteed. It's really an easy read. I recommend you read 4 or 5 pages per night before going to bed in your slumber. Your subconscious mind will then take over and work its magic on you and your life. In a few months, you'll have completely read the entire book. Then the book will work its magic, and then you will wake up one day as a reborn new man of the millennium, fearless, rogue, strong, a leader of your pack, dynamic, innovative, and even a living legend. Well, that is the summation of that book. We got Brett the Surfer on in the green room waiting to come on here. Before I bring him on, we're going to play a little, I think we'll play a little song here to kind of usher him in, some surf music.
Hey, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn.
From Sun Classic Pictures, Wild Riders.
A stick, you have blown it for me ever since I've known you. Just like when you killed that broad in Florida.
We killed the broad in Florida, Pete. I'll take the blame if you want me to.
Wild Riders. When you're in love with an escape. escape machine has no time to worry about real people. Some women like their men that way. Others don't.
Yes! We're going to play hide and seek!
No!
Was it stiff?
Yes!
See Wild Riders and take a trip on an escape machine. An escape machine without brakes.
Hey, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn.